Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one is freedom more important than safety. Only to women. That's why authoritarians love them. They vote to take away their own freedoms and politicians enjoy this because it means more power for them. It's not just women but also weak simps that would gladly trade their freedom for safety. Who knew that the weakest men physically are also the most dangerous for liberty? But for masculine men, on the other hand, if you give us our freedom, we'll create our own safety. Moving on, this Filipina marries an American boy who sent her a shoebox gift 14 years ago. The Philippines is like a cargo cult, and they always ship things back to the country in big boxes. People think this guy lucked out, but just wait until he finds out that he has to support her entire extended family. Soon he's going to have to buy shoes for her and everyone else, and since there's no divorce in the Philippines, he's probably going to have to do it for the rest of his life. Number three, is it true that 90% of women don't want love, but want a hard-working donkey instead that'll feed and clothe them while tolerating their mental illnesses? From my experience, women are incapable of love unless it's self-love. Even animals and kids often suffer under their watch. And men definitely do suffer. Hell, they usually make themselves suffer as well. They're emotional and physical suffering machines. Can't wait until androids and artificial wombs eventually arrive. Then the suffering will be over for us. Up next is Wayman says that women only get less attractive as they get older, if you're a PDF file. She's nuts. At the age of 40, women lose their reproductive value and men aren't as attracted to them because at that point, they start to look like men with boobs. Nature has designed men to seek out youth and fertility, and they have neither at that point, and nature makes us lose interest in them at that point as well. She's probably pissed off because men aren't showing as much interest in her anymore. Number five, this leftoid is shocked because people in the South celebrated the losing side. Meanwhile, Democrats and liberals in general love indigenous people for some reason. They pretend like they're helping them out. Ironically, the people fighting for the Confederates during the Civil War were Democrats, and for the right to own slaves. But that usually flies right over their heads. Either that, or they just choose to conveniently ignore that fact. They're always on the losing side, even in the coming Civil War 2.0. Moving on, the Irish singer Enya, who hasn't been relevant since the 90s, has never been married, and she lives alone in a castle and has never had any kids. But she lives with 12 cats, probably more than enough to eat her down to her bones when she eventually passes away. She looks like she's also got those crazy eyes, and I imagine the only one person that would actually want to wake up to her in the morning would be those dozen cats. Is this the future for many women, a castle full of cats? Number 7, is this a win or a loss? Burkina Faso banning homosexuality and punishing it with 2 to 5 year prison sentences. The real question I want answered is, why does he wear clothes like that when it's almost 100 degrees Fahrenheit every day in that country? Wouldn't it also be ironic if the people that made those laws were gay themselves? That's usually what happens. But I'm not surprised with this law because half the country is controlled by ISIS. Up next, here's a definite loss. This drag queen was charged with bumping uglies with a 13-year-old, otherwise known as grape. Kids aren't safe on the left or the right. Not with priests and not with drag queens. Not even with their own female teachers. Being a young guy these days, it's like all your authority figures want to do unspeakable things to you. Drag queen story hour be damned. It's time to protect the male kids. Number 9, here's another lady that refuses to take accountability. She says when you get preggers and the guy leaves, you're a whore. But there's no name for the guy who left you. The guy probably left because you were insufferable. Or trying to trap him into commitment with an anchor baby. And you don't want to get called out on it. Besides, I already think there is a term for him and it's called deadbeat dad. And she's just using this opportunity to get some attention and sympathy and deflect the blame. Moving on, here's more proof that the left can't meme. They say that here are two men who claim to hate immigrants, but marry two of them. They aren't making the point they think they're making. They don't hate legal immigrants. They hate the illegal type. Right now the left and the right are fighting a civil war, and right now the right is winning by sending the illegals out with ICE. That means less lefty voters. As for this, the left muddies the waters to make themselves sound deep. Number 11, meet former Miss Bolivia, and she was arrested for boomstick trafficking charges. I know what you're saying, I can fix her. But maybe you shouldn't because she already seems pretty perfect. Also makes you wonder where exactly she hid that weapon. I bet you that she tried her hand in trafficking because no one would suspect a woman like her would get involved with something like that, especially when she could have just married some rich bloke. Up next, Germany's pension system is on the verge of collapse, and they're now proposing that they raise the age of retirement to 73 to prevent that collapse. The baby boomers in their early to mid-60s won't be happy with that, and they might just vote in a government to fix this. Meanwhile, the illegals are taking that money that would have been going to retirees. Looks like the only way to stop the illegal immigrants, which oftentimes end up on welfare, is if the boomers get pissed off enough to vote the opposite team in. Number 13, there isn't a single metric showing that Canada is better now than 10 years ago. That includes per capita GDP, housing affordability, crime, taxes, and so much more. It's so bad right now that it makes you wonder what it's going to be like in another 10 years. Maybe Canada's only hope is to become a US state after all. Either that or start using all our untapped hydroelectric power in the north for AI data centers and Bitcoin mining. We would be a global superpower if we did that. Moving on, Kim Kardashian finds Luka Doncic attractive and wants to learn how to speak Slovenian. Luka says, no, please don't. Also, why would he want to be with a barren middle-aged single mother with a half dozen Africans in tow? Lamar says that she will absorb his talent like the film Space Jam. Her legs need to stay closed because everyone is tired of her shenanigans. Also, he's 20 years younger than her. Where are all the outraged women calling her a pedo for wanting him? Oh, that's right. It only works in the other direction. Number 15, I've got a theory about all the Disney adults out there like these ones. I think that life is so bad that many people can't achieve milestones like buying a house and having a family. So they're now stuck mentally in the past enjoying the nostalgia drug. But Disney and theme parks in general suck unless you know the tricks. Standing around for 12 hours to ride for only 30 minutes isn't all that worth it. Go in the off-season while the kids are still in school early in the morning and get some value. Either that or pay for those outrageously priced $400 passes. Up next, is it true that girls don't seek out counseling or therapy but just find a man who doesn't know they're lying? I don't know, but I know one surefire way to tell if a woman is lying. Her lips are moving. Both sets of them. Also, girls rarely seek counseling, but they always expect me to get therapy and work on my problems. They don't seem to like counseling because therapists want them to take accountability for their actions. That's why most therapists just listen and provide emotional tampon services, without telling you what to do or that things are actually your fault. Number 17, Trump's White House celebrates Rosie applying for Irish citizenship, because it's great news for America. I don't know, we might be losing an American treasure right here. She looks so dignified here, like a cat. Maybe she's already had counseling, but something tells me that if she has, even her therapist doesn't like her. But I give her credit because so many said that they would leave, and they didn't. Yet her and Ellen DeGeneres stuck with their guns and ended up going. Moving on, this is probably the future of many Western countries. This guy says, honey, did you say something negative about the regime? This isn't very realistic, though, because they would tackle him to the ground because everyone knows that women can't take accountability. Actually, here I fixed it. That's a lot better. Two Karens in police uniforms are more likely to come to your house these days than a full SWAT team. You're sheltering men going their own way under the floorboards, are you not? Number 19, never forget what they took from us. The Walmart Aquarium. Hell, in Canada, there are hardly any pet stores left at all. Now you have to buy puppies and kittens in random online kennels. I remember buying tons of fish growing up and they would only live for max 6 to 12 months. It was kind of a pointless pet. Turtles were a lot more fun and they got bigger, and I let them roam in the backyard eating worms and swimming in a kiddie pool. Up next, this famous Russian sleep experiment photo is of a prop named Spasm. Someone needs to make this into a horror film pronto, if they haven't already. Apparently you can still buy this thing as an animatronic decoration at Spirit Halloween stores. There was no Russian sleep experiment, and this is a prop from 2005. The real nightmare fuel is that people were dumb enough to see this and actually think it was real. Number 21, do you think that this is going to flop? It's Christopher Nolan's Odyssey film. I don't really care that Athena, the Greek goddess, is black here. I just care if this film is well done or not. It's not so much about the race of characters in films, but it's about the quality of the script, acting, and production values. On second thought, I think I'm wrong, and I actually prefer this version of Athena from Hercules, The Legendary Journeys. They did it way better here. Tough and sexy. Moving on, we reached a new level of female empowerment with Brittany Renner seeking $35,000 a month in child support from Nenad Krstić. They don't have any kids, but she figures it's worth a shot. In the future, women won't care that men actually won't want to date them. They'll try and find other ways to extract wealth from us. Looks like female privilege is getting out of control. Also, why does she have flapjack chesticles? Number 23, why are celebrity leftists like this? That they're worth tens of hundreds of millions, and yet they still go around telling everyone that capitalism is bad. Their levels of cognitive dissonance are incredible. They want to raise taxes on the rich, but they seemingly have forgotten that they're also rich. Plus, their income from acting is taxed as employment income. Maybe they're bitter and want taxes raised on those making money from capital gains and dividends. I think they know that taxes won't go up, so they're just virtue signaling. Up next, students' SAT scores rise, but the number of black students taking the test concerns officials. Well, I suppose that explains why the scores have been rising. Also, isn't it kind of funny that crime rates and SAT scores react similarly when a certain demographic is involved? Looks like these days, increasingly, the jokes write themselves, along with the headlines. Amazing investigative work from the so-called journalist. Number 25 and the last one, here you have a picture of a Mexican woman on her Facebook profile. And there she is on the right at Target, and that's after only 5 years. I guess she forgot to update her picture. But I don't think this is very accurate because it looks like she needs to weigh at least another 100 pounds in the picture on the right. Unfortunately, 90% of Mexican men would still do her when she looks like she does on the right. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.